You're listening to your number one podcast for all things Reaper. This is Reapercast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 15th episode of Reapercast, the Double Dose Extravaganza, where we will bring you information, quality information, on two episodes of Reaper since we shamefully neglected to do a podcast one of these weeks. I'm Casey.
And I'm Jared. And I don't know about quality information.
Yeah, I just threw that in there. I don't know that it'll be quality, but anyway, it'll be something to listen to for the next week's Reaper.
All angry emails can be directed to me. I went out of town. Spring break, you know.
And me, I ate too much candy and got fat and didn't feel good.
Yeah, but it wasn't on him. It's on me. And I went out of town.
So.
For 5 days.
But anyway, here we are once again to the delight of the listening audience.
Yes.
Because.
Indeed.
Well, I'll just tell you about that when we get to the vessel box. I had a counting experience.
Oh.
One of the emails. Yeah. So, you want to start out with the Reapercast news, Jared?
Yes, and I apologize in advance. I'm out of it today. I'm sick.
I'm a zombie as well. I'm tired.
You can check us out on the web at www.reapercast.blogspot.com, where Casey has done fantastic work. Just, we can't say enough. We just can't say enough.
Thank you.
That.
I don't think it's that fantastic, but anyway.
You can email us at mail@reapercast.com, and please feel free to do that. And also, iTunes reviews would be fantastic. Fantastic.
I also have one there more little nugget of knowledge. When you go to that website Jared was speaking of, www.reapercast.blogspot.com, you will find in the left side of that website a little button. The little button that you will find in the left side of that website says Save Reaper. When you click on said button, it will take you to a webpage full of ways that you, yourself, the listener, and the Reaper fan can help to save Reaper and give it a third season. So, thought we would promote that in our effort. What is it, that sound?
It's a cross rocket.
All right. But I thought we would have a neat little
button. Or a small motorcycle, whichever one you want to call it.
Neat little button to promote the Save Reaper campaign. So anyway, click on that, take action.
I think our soundproof studio is not so soundproof.
Nope, never has been, never will be.
In my mind, though. In my mind.
Anyway, click on the button. Now is the time, quick is the action. I guess that's it for Reapercast news. On to Reaper news. A pretty good bit of Reaper news to relay on to you guys this week because we skipped last week. But anyway, here...
I'm a bum.
From Reaper site, the ratings from April 7th episode of Reaper, The Underbelly. Reaper and 90210 are no match for Fox's lineup of American Idol and Fringe. Although it is worth noting that, yet again, Reaper had more viewers than 90210. Reaper ranked number 5 in the time slot with 2.28 million viewers. Unfortunately, that was down from I Want My Baby Back's 2.37 million.
I want my
baby back. Yeah. And the ratings from last week's April 14th episode of Reaper, the Good Soul, they were unfortunately a little worse. Reaper was still number 5. It maintained that spot in the time slot, but the number was down. It was 2.04 million viewers, so we need to get on that if we want a third season. And also, I forgot to put this little terrible bit of news in there, but on Facebook, if you have a Facebook page, there's a group called Reaper. It's all capitalized Reaper. It's created by Tyler the Bean, and he posts on it every now and then. But he put a big thing about the producers leaving the show and how that he wouldn't be optimistic about a third season. But anyway, it made me cry. And if you want to know that, go check that out. I didn't want to read it for fear of tearing up. But anyway, also in the Reaper Season 2 DVD department, the release has been moved back a week to June 9th as opposed to the previously announced June 2nd release date. This next thing is old news to you guys, but I figured we better talk about it anyway. But this is from Reaper DMV and the Reaper site. The executive producers, I'm just going to say Tara and Michelle.
Tara
Butters and Michelle Fezzikus.
That worked for me.
Yeah. They signed a deal to work for 20th Century Fox Television. And some magazine claims that it effectively seals the fate of their bubble series, Reaper, as it calls for them to leave the show. In addition to them leaving, Tyra Labine has signed on for a new pilot called Sons of Tucson. And even though Reaper was his first priority, should it get picked up for a new season, that calls for him to leave Reaper. You know, it's produced by ABC Studios, where the two have been. Oh, I skipped something. Anyway, so he signed on for that show, and that's going to call for him to leave Reaper unless it gets picked up. So, but he is not optimistic about that, as I said in his group posting. It made me weep.
Sad day.
But anyway, so not very good news on the producers leaving the show. But I mean, it can go on. So showrunners leave all the time, and the shows come back. So Smallville.
Don't stop.
Yeah, we can't stop believing people. No, that was very nice. Wish you had your guitar, you could play it. But that is it for Reaper News. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't leave anything out, but it is piling up, and I can't remember what all we had. But so we're going to bring you an abbreviated version of two episodes this week, because we're going to squish them all together into one big extravaganza. So you want to jump right in, Jared, first episode that we're going to... When you stop. The first episode we're going to go over is the episode before the last one. That was The Underbelly. The vessel in this one was a grenade.
Yeah.
That was a cool vessel.
Yeah.
I tend to like the weapon-y vessels.
Yeah.
Apparently Jared does too.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Good vessel that week. The soul was a large tentacle-y thingy.
I caught on real quick.
I did too.
Because the people behind all the counters were like moving real smooth.
And yeah, and they were kept trying to direct people to the mine.
Dude, I bet you that all those people are part of that thing.
Yeah.
Except for the sheriff.
Yeah, I figured. Ooh, that was just.
He was.
Yeah. I kind of figured that out really quick, too. But I think what we'll do, Jared, if it's all right with you, just share our thoughts on the episode, not do the recap. So, yes. I mean, we can recap a little bit, but this one's an oldie.
Yeah, so, my fault again. But duty calls.
No, dude, don't worry about it. North. Life is first.
Life is.
Yes.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, despite it being very filler-esque,
you stole my thunder.
Ha! I win. You're checkmate.
As usual.
Found it to be entertaining. It was entertaining. I had heard some things from certain people.
Me.
That we just might not enjoy this episode. I won't lie. I didn't get to watch this episode until like a week after it aired. Because I was once again out of town. And, well, it's a job.
Do online numbers count for that?
I don't know. I had a DVR. But
some people say that they do if you watch them on certain sites or something. But I don't know if they do or not, so.
But they calculate in, but not prior to that 2 point something.
Yeah.
It's calculated afterward.
I don't know, but anyway.
But I apologize for having to wait a week extra to see it, because I got to watch this one right before I got to watch the other one.
That's always good.
Yeah.
With the flow.
And I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I loved how clingy Ben was. Cracked me up, because at a school I was at this week teaching, we had a seminar, a guest speaker seminar, dealing with stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a sex ed seminar kind of deal for the little kids.
Fun.
And they're all like, and then we get the last day, they're talking about relationships, and she's all like, guys, don't be clingy. Don't be jealous. Girls, same here. You see homeboy over there with them women? He might just be asking for algebra homework. Don't get upset.
Not a good idea to call
in
a
this
girl
episode. This episode really rang true with Ben and his clinginess.
Yeah. He was a little clingy until Andy kind of laid the law on him.
Sure enough. Then Ben tried to pass on his knowledge this last episode to Sam. That didn't work.
That was a funny thing. But my thoughts on the episode, I'm what you call a TV show purist, I guess. I like it when they stick to the storyline. I don't like
we hate wandering. Fillers is what he's saying.
Yes. So when I watched this show, the word that came to mind was the word that Jared just uttered, and it was filler.
Yes.
And usually when I associate an episode with the word filler, that means it wasn't that good. However, this one, it was enjoyable, but it just didn't have enough like storyline for me. I mean, and the storyline it did have, it had storyline, and it was good storyline, but it was depressing, and I felt like crying. Because, you know, the end of the...
What in the world?
It is getting down out
somebody's
there.
Somebody's got a weed eater outside.
Yeah. I hope that's not a motorcycle.
That's a motorcycle.
But now I've lost my train of thought. Thank you, motorcycle guy. But anyway, yeah, the storyline that it did have, it was good storyline, but it made me cry. Because I hate when TV show relationships that I've invested so much of my time in, they end abruptly. And it makes me so sad. But I did, you know, it was kind of like, I did like the fact that they got out of the workbench and got out of town for a little while, and it was a different dynamic to the show. Like, the little bitty town was Dove Hollow.
Sock loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Can you blame him?
I can't blame him. But, Dove Hollow, it was kind of cool to see them do something different, basically. But it, I don't know, I had mixed emotions about that one. So,
well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the dynamic. Nina coming to save Ben after he wouldn't call anymore, after he took that lovely advice. I love that, how that worked out.
Yeah, Nina's character is, she's always been a good character. I've always liked her, but she's really, they've really stepped her up the last couple of episodes. She's getting really, like, enjoyable to watch.
And I liked, I thought the creature with the soul was funny. Like,
yeah.
The way them people moved around.
My favorite part of the whole episode, though, was probably, like, right before they captured it and they were standing out there in the mine, and Ben's like, Nina's dead. I don't want to live. And he runs in the mine and throws, and then he comes back out and he's like, Nina. And then she like raises up out of this whole thing and he's like, you're not dead. No, only the thing has like 7 stomachs like a cow, and I only made it to like the third one.
Yeah. So
apparently she gave it indigestion or something. But that was
true.
The twist at the end with the sheriff, man.
That was funny.
He was like, yeah, that was hilarious.
He was getting that, oh.
I love my tentacles.
Just get it on.
Yeah. So.
I like the part where the tentacle that ran the hotel was like, there, brother and sister.
Yeah.
That blah, blah, blah. Now, was this the episode where I thoroughly enjoyed the part where Ben and Sock were in the trunk?
Yeah.
But so now I'm confused.
What are you confused about? Maybe I can help.
I'm confused. Okay. Ben threw the grenade in the cave, right?
Yeah. He rushed into
it. And then they got ran off by the sheriff again, right?
Yeah.
And then Nina came back at the end, correct?
Yeah, because she came out of it when they killed him.
And they killed the soul?
Yeah.
When was... Because...
Not killed him, but...
I'm just blanking. But Ben, they found him in the trunk of the cars when he saw Nina again.
Yeah, Nina came out, but Ben couldn't see it because they were locked in the trunk. Remember, because Sock was asleep in the trunk, and they opened the trunk, and he's like, Nina, you're not dead. And she's like, no, I only made it to the third stomach of the...
Okay.
Because it was like a ruminant. Get that? The ag word?
Yeah, I know. Ruminant. Cows, yeah. Got that. I get all
that. I wonder
that.
If it chewed cud.
Who knows? I'm just trying to remember the timeline deal. They captured the vessel. Oh, and then they went back to town to tell the sheriff. And that's
yeah,
because
they had to go get the car.
Yeah, so Ben didn't know when they captured that Nina was okay. That's what I was remembering.
No, because
Nina
remember,
just flies
remember
up
he
out
came
of
out of there and said Nina's dead and was all crying and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little washed on the timeline too, so don't worry. But it was an enjoyable
stuff
episode.
Runs together for me.
I do. The bar tentacle.
He was a little weird.
He was kind of freaky. But let's talk about the Sam and Andy interaction in this one. She basically ended it.
It's over.
Was. Well,
bye.
First, Sam has all these good intentions about, hey, I'm going to take Andy out for a romantic weekend. And once again, the devil gets in the way, and Andy's like, she's probably like, you know, she's uncomfortable with the entire, like, Reaper devil son situation because she thinks that Sam is starting to like it and getting used to the lifestyle and all that.
And it didn't help that people keep putting these things in her head.
No.
Like Nina even in this one.
Yeah, I know. What did she tell her?
Because they were, where were they?
They were, hold on, let me see if I can find it. I got the recap from TV.com.
Oh, I can't believe I'm getting so far.
I'm blanking.
I just watched this episode the other day.
I did too. And
point
I'm
is, were they at the bench? Was she inside the bench?
I don't know. Because
it's when she tells him, you know, she goes up there. She goes up to there and talks to Andy
oh,
about
yeah,
Ben.
And the, yeah.
And says, you know, he's being clingy.
Yeah, they were in the workbench then.
They yeah. also, she also puts out, you know, the whole, you know, son of the devil thing. Must be kind of...
What? Yeah.
You
know. So she's uncomfortable with that, but really what disturbed me was like she was... thinking that he was starting to like it because he had to put it before their relationship, which you know, if is understandable.
Yeah, if he doesn't do his job, he gets in trouble.
Well, if he doesn't do his job, people die.
He does.
But also, her thinking is understandable too. Like, I can see how she would think that he
true
was starting
that.
To like, you know, even though it's he's not, but. Dude, Sock dropping the cod on the police car was hilarious. I'm just going to... That was
at funny. First, when he slipped the door open, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the bed. He just didn't want her to go in there until he can, like, deck it out.
Yeah.
But then I realized...
With rose petals and stuff?
It's a cot. I gotcha.
Yeah.
He's got to get rid of that. I thought he threw it on Sam's car for a minute. I was like, isn't the impound lot right
too.
There?
I did, too. Oh, so then... Yeah. So then... She's mad, and Kristen's, you know, embarrassed because, or ashamed or something, because her and Sock finally reached the next level in their relationship, and she's ashamed, and that comes to a head in the next episode in a really, really funny scene in the with Morris.
I think we should go on to that next
episode. Yeah, I think so, too, because I remember more.
Next episode.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little twist at the end where the sheriff was, like, in love with the tentacle-y thing, so he didn't want to kill it or change the town or anything. So I wasn't expecting that at all. I mean, I knew the sheriff was a little weird, and I knew there was going to be something fishy there, but I wasn't expecting that. But anyway, it was a, like I said, I thought it was a filler episode, but still enjoyable because of the different dynamic they brought, but... And a cool vessel, so.
Sweet vessel.
Yeah. So,
sweet action.
That's all I've got about that episode. Are you ready to go to the next one?
Yeah. Let's do this.
The last episode.
Oh, the other funny part, real quick, you don't have to bring it back up. Just the funny part at the end when Sock and Christian are going to go up, you know. They're kind of going upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Their room. She hopped on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Morris and Mama Wasaki comes in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've become friends and we're going to play horsey.
Outside.
Get up.
Yeehaw.
So.
That was funny to me.
That was funny. That was enjoyable. But then, like, so that happened, and
no, we're doing
another fun, funny thing. So,
okay,
on to the next episode.
Yeah.
After I wept and cried over the demise of Sam and Andy's relationship for a while, you want to actually recap this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Not thoroughly.
But. The vessel in this one, another cool vessel because it reminded me of the elementary playground days. And it also reminded me of that hit movie Dodgeball.
Reminded me of that geeky kid in Dodgeball, yeah. Too.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. But it was a dodgeball. So I enjoyed the vet. It was plain, but it was enjoyable. I was like, look at that haircut.
It was sweet. So it was sweet. Okay. Let's jump right into the recap.
Okay, let's go.
Sam and Ben are having breakfast, and you know, Sam's depressed about Andy. And Ben offers his condolences and insists that he, you know, you can get Andy back. Sam insists that he can, but, you know, Sock arrives and Ben tells him that, you know, Christian's in the shower. Sock says, wonderful. Grabs some coffee, heads right on in.
For shower coffee.
Yes. He shocks her. Luckily, he didn't spill coffee on her. She insists that her father will be very upset when he realizes they're dating now, or they're together.
Yes.
And, you know, he never changes his mind about anything. It's just culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen, you know, she stalks off and Sock admits, you know, no father can detest Sock and his charm.
Which, you know, I don't understand how that could happen either, but apparently it would have, and apparently it did.
Apparently, but meanwhile, at the workbench, Andy sits down with Ben and Sock and asks if, you know, they want to see a movie. She's a little bored, and the guy say, "But you, Sam."
Oh, yeah. I don't want to pick sides, but I'm picking sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
We pick Sam. She's like, well, that's tough, because I had a good job. Got some new hammocks coming in and need testing. Well, how do you test a hammock? Need a stress test.
You sleep in them for
a couple hours.
We choose you.
So easily swayed.
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame him if you could get paid for sleeping.
No, that'd be. Dude, that's my ideal job.
That'd be cool. Oh, this was funny.
Yes. The
next part.
Next, Ben is playing fetch with Nina. Flying demon Nina. That's funny.
And then she just changes fetch so girl. Quickly.
And then she's still got the frisbee in her mouth.
That's cool.
She reverts. You know, they talk about their 2-month anniversary coming up. And Nina wants to, they agree, we need to do something special. She says, I've got it, and there's something I've been wanting to do. He said, apart from live animal sacrifice, you know. I got something, she says, perfect to take us to the next level. And I'm sorry. Crack up on this. You go ahead.
And then,
I can't keep talking. I'm afraid I'll say something I shouldn't say.
But Ben, she offers to take him flying, and of course Ben is afraid of heights. He's deathly afraid, and thank you. And he's deathly afraid of heights, so he doesn't want to go. But he doesn't want Nina to know that he's afraid of heights. So he quickly makes up this genius thing about how they should save the something special for the day of their anniversary.
Yeah, so,
yeah. And then, you know, the next day, Ben's worried about what Nina would think, and he's like, this may be the end of our relationship because I can't tell her what I'm afraid of or something, but Sock is like, you don't have anything to worry about. And then, later on,
Morgan
is back.
I don't like Morgan.
He just gets worse and worse with every episode.
He's a dirty fella, dude.
Yeah.
He's good for the show. I don't like him, though.
He is good
for the show. They've truly picked someone you can hate.
It's a nice wrench in the mythology.
He arrives back, you know, from the somewhere over in Europe. Or he's been, you know, around naked people and whatnot.
Yeah, and he's supposed to do more training, you know, with Sam.
But he offers to pay for Sam to catch a soul and let him take credit.
$20,000?
No, $20,000. No, but Sock, being a genius, yes, yeah. Yes, we will take this deal. This is great. Anyway, Sam sweeping up, you know, he's sweeping and all these race tickets keep falling on him. Next thing you know, there he is. And you know he's got to be expecting the devil, but he seems startled by the devil this time. Devil asks about Morgan. Sam says, yeah, Morgan's going to help. And the devil's giddy about this because that's the favorite. Or is he? Then he says he feels guilty because the escaped soul was sent to hell just for coveting.
His name is Billy Boylan.
Poor Billy.
And he died while coveting.
He was just standing in the road checking out the neighbor's wife.
And
He
got nailed by a truck. And because he died while coveting, he was sent to hell. Mm. Yes. But the devil feels guilty, but then he doesn't. He decides that it's God's fault.
Just like the devil to
do. Man, he's a wily fox.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah. It was really Billy's fault. He was coveting.
I know. It says right there, thou shalt not covet.
Yeah. So, it's not God's fault. It's Billy's fault. Anyway.
Billy is what you get.
So.
You should have put your everlasting faith.
Yeah. You want to save your everlasting soul, Everett. Sorry.
Everett.
Sweet Jesus. So, the guy goes...
That'll be your contest for the week. Find that reference. Email in what we're talking about.
We should throw in a movie reference every week and then
Jesus, Everett.
The weekly movie reference.
We done been washed away our sin.
That was a fun... I just watched
that. That bank movie. I knocked over, that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over. I thought you said you didn't knock over that Piggly. Well, I lied about that. But I'm forgiven for that, too.
I've been washed away. Anyway, so if you can figure that out, email us. That's the weekly movie
reference. We'll give you a shout-out. Yeah. First person to email that.
Yeah.
We'll give you an extra special shout-out.
But then after that,
anyway,
they're going over the file, and they find where Billy used to hang out at the diner. Well, they go there, naturally. And
there's Billy.
Yeah. And they show him the dodgeball that is the vessel.
They should just stop asking questions.
And they should just peg people.
Peg people.
But
hey, then, Billy.
But then you wouldn't have much of an episode, especially for this one anyway. But I've always wondered why people on TV don't just, every time they're needing to do something, they never do it.
I don't know your sob story. I'm going to peg you.
Like, it's the shoot 'em up movies do that, where they need to shoot somebody and they're up behind them, but then they stop and ask questions about it.
Just shoot.
Anyway.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
My goodness. But Billy, he begs him. He knows he's going to get sent back to hell, and he's like, no, dude, I'm going to eat my pie.
It's okay. They're like, we'll finish your pie. He drops a piece, ducks, and he's sneaky. I hear him sneaking off.
Yeah. I can't believe they fell for that.
I mean, Sock could have pegged him, dude. You remember that baseball he pegged that girl with?
Dude, Sock has an arm.
What an arm.
Yeah.
So
the Braves need him in their bullpen.
Well, teams do. Yeah. So they run him down outside. He's trying to jump a fence, but this is when we see his athletic prowess.
He's got none.
He's got asthma, though.
Yeah.
He's trying to jump that fence. He just can't do it. And they're about to peg him. He says, wait. Can't.
And then he's like,
I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
And Sock just stops in mid-throw.
And Sam's like, what are you doing? Go ahead. And Sock's like, I can't do this.
He said the word.
Yeah, the magic word.
Magic word.
And he's like, you know, we should give him a chance to fulfill his dream. And so they come up with this plan. And they're going to offer to hire a...
we're going to pay for you.
What was it in the corn... The woman of questionable repute.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to hire him a woman of questionable repute.
What was that? Cornology?
Cornography.
Yes, Brad Paisley time.
Oh, that was going to be reference number two.
Dang it, I'm sorry.
Quiz question number two.
I gave away the answer, but if you weren't paying attention, go find where that's from.
We're going to have three questions this week, but no, not now. But yeah, they offer to help him by paying for him to get lucky. But he doesn't want to pay for sex. Honorable man.
Which right that there. Was honorable, but then he suggests that they go.
We go to the Encounters bar.
Yeah, that's another reference.
Yeah, but it wasn't in proper timing, so I meant to do a different sound. Anyway, Kristen comes in, and at this point I thought Home Dude was going to fall for Kristen, I'll be honest. And
ooh, I didn't even think about that.
It crossed my mind, because I knew I would have. Anyway, comes in, tells Sokka, we've got Family Portrait Day.
Yeah.
You got to change. You can't wear that Family Portrait Day.
Anyway, so Sokka's like, I want to hang out with your dad, but Kristen's like, no.
No, don't do you it, Sokka. No, Bert. No.
And so they're at the portrait studio for Family Portrait Day.
Classic.
And you want to take this one because this is enjoyable. Yeah.
That's all those snaps. That's all those poses. Sokka's laying down.
Yeah.
Then he tells Morris when they have to step away for the girls to get pictures. You hit some pretty fly poses out there.
Yeah.
It's funny. But anyway.
But then, Mama Wysocki, he mentions...
like, Morris, what you like to do? For fun, I play golf. You like to play golf?
And then he's trying to avoid all the hobbies so he won't have to do nothing. But then she's like, he likes fly fishing.
He's going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, I love fly fishing.
Yeah. Which was all later.
Oh, it's a solitary sport. I'll take him with you, Morris. Take him with you.
One of our listeners made a good catch the other day, and we'll talk about it more in the vessel box. It has to do with Morris. Yeah.
Indeed. The guys, they hit the bar. Billy picks out the woman he wants, and I thought it was a little suspicious.
Mm-mm.
He just picks her right out.
Yeah.
Ben's going to be his wingman because he sucks at nodding.
He's like so slow. He has no reflexes.
But wingman. Give me a wingman 5.
Wingman 5.
Hey, that could be a reference. That could be a double reference. Wingman 5.
Yeah.
TV reference, people. Go find that one. And we'll review the questions with you at the end. We got 2 so far, right?
Yeah, okay.
2, okay. This makes it a little fun. Anyway, he's the wingman. He heads on up there, and Ben's pretty good at this, to a point. She's with her friend, but Ben, he discovers that her friend is a psychotherapist. He draws her off because he wants to talk about his Nina issues.
Yeah.
So it works out good for Ben.
But then she's like, you have to love yourself before you can love others.
Yeah, and then she tries to give him a lap dance.
Yeah, that was nasty. I'm just going to...
But luckily, the boys save him.
Yeah.
The boys save him. Billy leaves with Cindy. I don't know how after pumping that inhaler.
Yeah. I don't know. But they follow Billy to Sock's house, and they're waiting outside till the next morning. The guys wake up, and they run for the door to try to, go send Billy out back to hell. And he's still there, and he goes... Oh, that was amazing. And then he is like, she's my soulmate. And then in the twist of the episode, he's like, she's the one I was coveting when I died. And then so they're all emotional.
And they're all, dude, it can make you think you're in love, but you're not. But then she comes to the door.
Oh, I gotta go to work.
All about it.
Yeah.
I love you, pumpkin. I love you, sweetie. Blah, 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 blah.
But then he's like, yeah, she's the one I was coveting when I died, and then once I got out of hell, I learned she got a divorce, and she wants to have a deep-seated, meaningful relationship, and I'm like, yay. And
good for you, Billy.
And then he goes, it just wouldn't be right for you to send me back now because, she's invested in me now. Involved. Involved is the right word.
Involved, yes.
Yeah. So he tells them that, and they...
Then
we go to the next
Sam
scene.
Doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He goes to see Andy. And, invites her to lunch. She's like, I think we should stay professional. He's like, this is just, I need your advice on, my other job. She agrees. And he takes her to see Billy. And, they're staking out again. He's offering her all kind of delectable foods. Strawberries. Mm-hmm. String cheese. Mm-hmm. How romantic, string cheese. And then she starts to catch on and reaches in the bag and finds a bottle of champagne.
Champagne.
Yes, Champagne. That's funny. She points out that, you know, she knows he's trying to manipulate her, and that's just something the devil would do.
Yeah, that's another one of her uncomfortable with him thinking, or no, she thinks that he's starting to enjoy the lifestyle from, it goes back to last episode. I'm deeply disturbed by this. I am.
I as well.
So deeply disturbed. But anyway, so she figures out it's a setup. He denies it. And then the champagne.
Yes.
Yeah.
She walks on. Anyway, Ben goes to see Nina, and he shows her that he's got a decorated board to remind him to love himself. I'm caring. I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
I like bunnies.
And Nina has also done something special for him. She decorated her lair with human furniture.
Yes.
So that he'd feel at home.
A chair.
Which reminds me of another reference, possibly.
Go with it now.
Song. It's a song. I'm going to hire a wino to decorate.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
That's not a reference. That was a...
You
remember when we found that picture on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
And then started tapping the words to the song on it. Yeah, it was good. Anyway, sorry about that little rabbit trail.
People love those. Don't you know?
For some reason, they love it. You sounded just like that woman on YouTube from Britain's Got Talent the other day. Have you watched that?
Kind of.
Like Simon almost fainted when she sang. Yeah. So, she's all over the internet.
She looks like a man.
She's like 47. But she's all over the internet because she made Simon almost faint. But anyway, she was good, though.
Takes talent right there.
Yeah. So, he's got the little board, and Nina's not
sure. I'm ready to fly.
You know? Yeah. Nina's not sure, but then he's like, you know, like Jared said, he's ready to fly.
Yes.
And he managed to get her to save it for their anniversary.
Can I handle this next one?
Yeah.
I love this part. My favorite part of the episode.
Oh, man, this is mine, too.
Sock fishing with Morris. Yeah. They're in the water.
You can't even throw the line.
No. He's not even wearing any, like, waders.
He's like, where's your wader?
Oh, I like to feel the fish, baby. Yeah. I like to feel it. You know, he's starting to realize, you know, he's like, I got to admit to you, I'm a terrible fisherman. I just wanted to hang with you. Say, let me ask you hypothetically, if I wanted to ask your daughter out, he says, she would not date you. You're not good enough for my daughter. This infuriates Sock. What if I told you I took your daughter? I made sweet, passionate love to your daughter.
And then something happened.
Oh.
Morris something happens.
Angry.
Something snaps inside Morris, and you don't like Morris when he's angry.
You wouldn't like him when he's hungry.
No, he's wielding a fly fishing pole, and he uses it.
He
attempts to beat Sock until Sock frantically yells and swims away.
He's doggy paddling away. I loved it. He whipped Sock with that pole.
That's a hilarious scene.
Vicious.
My favorite scene in the whole entire episode. But anyway, the next one we see Sam checking on his daddy in the freezer in the garage.
He's got some mean magnets and pictures in there.
He does. And then he goes and asks him for some fatherly advice. Mr. O admits he's jealous because, you know, he's a decaying body. And Sam gets an idea.
He's like, I wish I could get with a woman just for a day.
I can't even get near your mom because I'm decaying. I have to be frozen all the time.
She detests me.
So then he gets an idea, and it's another one of these Reaper gang
genius plans. We can go with a reference on this one.
Oh, we can?
They go to the graveyard to dig up a body. You tell me what other show they dig up a lot of bodies on. Nah, it's not a good one.
No, it's not.
It's Winchester-esque.
Yes. We won't even use that one. I've forgotten two questions.
I got them. Remember? I got them.
Okay. All right. So he gets an ingenious idea, and they go to the graveyard, and they dig it up, which is nasty, like sick.
That's Billy.
But they throw.
He did get hit by a truck.
Yeah, that was fun. They throw the dodgeball on his body, in hopes that hell will think it's a mix-up when they put it down the pipe and send it back down. But then they, as they're digging the body up, the guys ask Sock how it went with Morris, and he's like, "All things considered, you know, Morris reacted pretty good," which doesn't strike me as pretty good when somebody beats you with a fly fishing rod. But anyway,
Sam meets up with Morgan next at the DMV with the dodgeball. They actually make a clean swap of money.
Yeah.
Then, you know, he tells Glass, so what do I need to sign to get credit? She says, and Sam just hands it to her, and it won't fit.
And he starts dragging him out of the DMV because he's...
Well, the dodgeball won't fit first, and Gladys is like...
Yeah, she has to crush it with her...
She's like, there we go. Pops back up with a tag.
Yeah, it's a red notice.
Oh, red notice. Sam runs.
It's like, she's like, this is a red notice, and he's like, what does that mean? It means there was no soul in here. Place the vessel on the... And then, so Morgan runs after Sam, and he's like, give me my money back.
And he beats him down on the carpet.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you went out like a punk.
So, and then the next scene, finally we get rid of Morgan. I hate Morgan. But he is good for the show.
Yeah.
He's a great character.
Ben, Nina, rooftop dinner, and they're ready to fly. Ben admits he can't do it. It's not that he doesn't love himself. He's just scared to death of flying.
Yeah.
Nina says, you know, I was afraid of blood once, but once I, you know, just went for it, I loved it.
And then she's like, you know, I can bathe in it every day. And that was kind of nasty.
Yeah. And, you know, he says, Ben, can I help you with this? So she grabs and tosses him over the roof. And I'm like, oh, crap, she just threw him off the roof.
Yeah.
And she just kind of looks him in it, and then she takes off.
That would have been funny. And he might have done this, but when she threw him off, if they'd had him going, ah!
What if he'd gone, ego?
Yeah. You know, like he does, though? His classic Ben scream.
Yeah, I wanted to hear some classic Ben scream.
So, but she finds
out. I threw out
an
eagle reference.
You did.
Or if anybody
gets
that.
We always do that show, though.
We've already done it twice today. It's terrible.
So, Sam is at the workbench. He's working late. And this was funny, too. This might have been my second favorite scene.
I'll let you handle it.
But he's working late. And all of a sudden, boxes start flying at him. And the devil tells him, you know, he screwed up the system because he did... dug up the body and tried to pass it off for a soul.
That.
Yeah, but then he refuses to give Sam another chance. Instead, he's unleashed his secret weapon,
the Ender,
which he calls the Ender,
which is like a Dementor,
which destroys the soul entirely. Like there's nothing left of it.
It's like a Dementor.
And Sam wonders if they can do anything about it, but the devil says, you know, you can't stop the Ender.
Like
and
a Dementor.
Then, at the end of a Dementor. And then at the end of the scene...
I'm throwing the Potter.
One final... Oh, yeah.
I was throwing the Potter out.
Yeah.
You didn't catch
it. Dude, it went right over. Anyway, so one final box comes flying in, and Sam manages to dodge it, and he's like, missed me, and then boom, clocked him right upside the head. Boy, I busted out laughing.
That was good.
Yeah.
So Sam goes to... he goes to Billy's to warn him about the Ender. Billy explains, you know, dude, the reason I can't go back and this doesn't work is because I'm still a virgin. We haven't done... I wanted to connect emotionally with Cindy.
Very so honorable soul.
Next, a storm starts up and the Ender is coming. You know, but Sam offers, you know, I'll buy you some time, Billy. Come on. So they go to stay with Sokken and Ben at the house.
Can I just say something real quick before we get too far? Okay, the Ender, when he was coming through the house, he reminded me of the Dead Like Me cover. He was like, just like the Dead Like Me cover.
He looked like a real Reaper.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Grim Reaper. Anyway, they're like, she's like, Cindy's like, why are we here? Oh, it's supposed to be with friends during storms.
Yeah.
Sock and Ben, they've got the love chamber going. Yeah, the guys, you know, they leave the happy couple alone. You know, they got to be around friends, but they're going to leave the happy couple alone.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
Then the Ender emerges from the ground, and he's freaky. He just disintegrates stuff.
I'm telling you.
Kitchen table.
If you haven't watched it, and you want to see what the Ender looks like, pick up your copy of the Dead Like Me DVDs. Look at the Reaper, and you'll see the Ender.
I'm saying. So
it was like a twin.
He's disintegrating everything, and right when he gets to the door to go get him, he just stops, turns around, and leaves. The next day, they're wondering what's happening. Billy's like, well, guys, what do you think happened? Ben's like, I have a theory. During your lovely act, you became one.
Yes.
And the Ender was confused.
He lost the trail. And Cindy was not an escaped soul.
Yeah.
So therefore, he lost his scent.
Yeah, he's like a bad bloodhound. He got a little happy and left. Went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Should that be a good reference?
Yeah.
Old Red. I
just gave it away.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just full of these references.
Yeah, you can just kind of, as you listen, write these down and email us.
We may have a quiz section at the end.
Yeah, a quiz section.
If you've got them all in your head.
I do.
Okay.
Anyway, the guys are satisfied. You know, Billy can stay alive. But then next thing you know, Morgan comes speeding up. Drives up next to Billy. They're like, that's Morgan. No, Billy! Pop.
Yeah.
Dodgeball. He didn't duck. He didn't dodge. He didn't dip.
Or dive.
Dive, nothing.
Or dodge.
Or he said dodge.
I know.
I said him out of order. I apologize. And he's like, well, you didn't want to send the soul back. So here, I did it.
Gosh.
What a jerk.
I know. I just... He's like you said, you hit the nail on the head. I love to hate him.
I do.
He's a great character.
Love to hate him.
Because though. I love to hate him.
Yep. It's good to have those.
Yeah.
Sam goes to see Andy and, you know, asks, can I leave early? You know, he's kind of feeling bad and lost. And Andy says, yeah, take the night off. She asks if he wants company.
Because he explained the whole thing about Billy to him, or to her, and how he had to go back. And then she realized he was sad about it. So
he says, well, you want some company? He says, sure. Meanwhile, Sock comes home and discovers Kristen is packed to leave. She's going back to Japan. I bet Daddy had a lot to do with this.
I bet he
Morris explains it. You know, Sock has helped her discover herself and help her become a woman. They kiss. Yeah. Kristen leaves. And Sock bows.
So
take a bow.
Yeah, that apparently is the end of the Kristen storyline.
Oh, disappointment.
Yeah.
Disillusion.
It was...
Despair and
confusion. At times it was, but mostly about 95-98% enjoyable. I enjoyed it. So,
I liked her on Heroes.
Yeah, I loved her on Heroes. She was cool.
I liked her better on Heroes. Well, I thought she looked better
then,
on Heroes.
In the last scene.
She was funnier on this, though.
Yeah. In the last scene, Sam goes to Billy's grave and he puts his asthma inhaler there. And the Watchman, he shines a light on their face. And I caught on to this really quick. I was like, dude, that's got to be Alan. And it is.
It is Alan. And Alan's quick.
So he recognizes him and then Alan just like bolts off into the darkness.
I'll find you, Alan.
And then he's like screaming his name and he's like, I'm going to find you.
I think Sam's going to get out of his deal before the end of the
That was a great episode.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, one thing I forgot to talk about that I liked is when Billy came to the workbench before he got escaped. He's like, here, I got something for you guys. I won't be needing this anymore. His inhaler. So, no, Cindy's a pharmaceutical rep. I get it for free.
Yeah. There were a lot of funny moments in this one. I enjoyed this one more than the Underbelly, I'll tell you that.
I thought it was good. I thought we got into a lot of different stuff. And then at the end, we bring back Alan to bring that storyline back.
Which is awesome to me because I like storylines.
I do too. He loves continuity.
I do. Continuity.
His word.
Yeah. So, I thought it was great. I mean, I really don't have much bad to say about that. It was another solid episode.
Yeah.
As most of the episodes in this year have been.
And I think it leads us to, you know, like I said, the Alan storyline is going to get picked back up soon.
Oh boy,
heavy,
I'm excited about
which
that.
Which is good.
Yeah.
As we come down to these last...
So...
Couple.
Yeah. Actually, I think next week will be episode 8. So that means we have 6 more, didn't we figure?
Yeah.
13, yeah. So the final 6.
Unless we can change the CW's mind.
Yes. Yes, right. Email, do everything. Man, there are some great people promoting this show too, trying to get it a 3rd season, working as hard as they can.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone out there who's promoting. Found a lot of petitions on Facebook, including one by Satanic Meatball. Join her group. It's called Sell Your Soul.
I sold my soul.
I did too. I joined it right after you because I saw on my newsfeed, Jared Dice has sold his soul.
Yes.
I was like, what is this?
It's true.
And then I clicked on it, and I too have joined. We encourage y'all to do that. Sign
now,
the petition.
Quickly before the vessel box,
oh,
here's your quiz.
The ReaperCast television quiz.
What was the first one, Everett?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus, okay. Everett.
This is a line from the movie. Jared has just uttered it.
Sweet Jesus, Everett.
So, go find out what that is. What movie?
Second and reference. Wingman 5.
Yeah.
That can be two references almost.
We'll accept either one. First one to email us with the correct answer gets a lovely shout out on the next week's episode of ReaperCast. So, have fun watching TV and trying to figure out the answers. And please, please, please do what you can to get Reaper a third season, because this season basically rocks, people.
Also, my third reference was when Ben got thrown overboard. He should have yelled, Eagle!
Yeah, that's from a... Well, that's actually from the
same show. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
So those are your three quiz questions. If you want to participate in that, have fun. If you get the right answers, we will dote over you. And now we have come to the time.
You want to introduce it? Time we always ruin it.
The time we enjoy. What do you mean ruin it?
I ruin this part.
Anyway, the time we enjoy the most, hearing from you, the Reaper fans. It is time for the ReaperCast Vessel Box.
Vessel Box, 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 box.
Oh, nice echo there. Our first email today, and these may be a little out of order because I was so like...
And if confused. We missed one, yes. Forgive us, we will get it next week.
Yes, because I was so like confused.
I think we got them all.
We shamefully neglected to record last week, so they piled up. Which, we don't mind that. We love hearing y'all's opinions. But our first email comes from Jeremy. It says, "Hey guys, your new pal Jeremy here with thoughts on this week's episode. I thought it was okay, kind of interesting, some funny bits, but nothing special. I'm glad we're finally done with this Kristen storyline." Oh, man. Oh. Okay. "I thought it was kind of funny sometimes, but it was getting old, so hopefully we've resolved that issue." I think we have resolved the issue.
I think so, but I'm upset about that.
I think she fulfilled her purpose on the show.
True, but she hadn't fulfilled her purpose in my life
yet. Yes. You can just watch season 2 of Hero with me.
Dude.
She was better on that one. But the rest of the email, sorry about that, we got sidetracked. The other bits I like, Sock swimming away frantically from his stepdad on the lake.
Hilarious. Yes,
classic again. Sam getting hit by the box right after saying "miss me."
Hilarious. Once again,
you are right along with our two favorite scenes of the week.
I know.
And my quote of the week,
right.
My quote of the week, or his quote of the week, comes from Ben. It's in response to the bunnies on his poster board, that his love himself board.
Just like bunnies.
Yeah, or something like that. That's from Jeremy. Thank you for that, Jeremy.
He's a faithful listener now.
Yes, he is.
We got him to email finally, and now...
Like, it's great because we get to hear opinions
from
all these people.
Love emails. Yes. Next one comes from our friend CKO. It says, "Love, love, love how the site looks. Casey, you dog, you."
I appreciate all the compliments, but I just really was playing around with it and like... Photoshop and found that one effect, and yes. I was like, dude.
He says, "I scrolled up and down, and almost hypnotized myself with the effect. I too did that." He says, "I really like the commentary part of the ReaperCast this time. The two of you talking back and forth about the show is so fun to listen to. Thank you." But she asks, "Where the heck is Mama? Where is she?"
Yeah, that's when we were talking about what we hated about the loopholes in the storylines. And because Miss Oliver has somehow fell off the world. Yeah.
Quotation. Yeah, we said that.
Yeah, and then she was like, "That's great." So we appreciate the little... Yeah, that's when we were talking about the rant that we had.
You see how much I remember things I say.
The next email comes from Weasel. Yes, the new site looks straight up pimping. That's nice.
It's fantastic. Yes.
Casey wins the Nobel Prize. Well, thank you. I wish I did win the Nobel Prize.
I know that he could share the money with me.
Yeah, I know. That'd be sweet. Along with the Reaper episodes, these podcasts just get better. Wow. I'm going to cry now.
I feel really bad right now about missing last week's.
When you cracked up during... God. I'm not going to be able to read. When you cracked up during the recap last time, I just lost it. We did too.
When did we crack up?
Okay, forgive me because anything. Forgive me because there might be a fit of laughter. It was when we said life partner. Remember? We're just reading along and it's like life my partner. Dead life partner. So anyway, that's what she's talking about there, I think. Normally you just pull some suppressed nasal laughs out of me, but this time I laugh pretty hard. Well, we gradually move beyond the nasal stage. I look forward to hearing you read everyone's emails, too. It provides a real voice for the fan base. Like this Jeremy guy. He totally delivered last time. Ooh, Jeremy, shout out.
Shout out to Jeremy. You did deliver, especially with that picture.
I'm probably wearing out my compliments, but you thank us listeners so much, and we never thank you for giving us Reapercast. We wouldn't bother emailing you in the first place if you weren't entertaining.
That is
so dude.
Feeling really bad right now about missing a week.
I can't go off.
I can't either.
Okay.
I will.
This episode, the underbelly or whatever it is, was slower paced, more of a monster of the week, kind of like before, but it kind of made me feel safe inside. With a tentacle-y thing, you felt safe.
I didn't.
Anyway.
I was creeped out.
But baby wasn't in the episode. Needs more baby. I've given up on the baby. She fell off the world. Stevie! They're just not going to have her back. I'm telling you. Was Nina going to eat the Starburst llama?
I think she was.
She was trying to fatten it up. She should have fed it Starburst. That would have been classic. That could have been some product placement.
Right
got
out,
some
dude.
Advertising for Reaper. Anyway.
Well, she doesn't need to fatten up that thing with Starburst. That other dude does that.
Yeah.
They feed each other.
You know, I really can't stand it whenever I hear Sock say Kristen because, of course, it sounds like Kristen with a C, which is her name. Ha, I'll try making sense of that when you read it into your mic. I think I made sense of that
well.
Kristen with a K is different than Kristen with a C, but it sounds the same. It's a homophone.
Yes.
Boom with the English word. And then
I gotta walk away on that.
So I've made sense of that. But anyway. Oh, and the devil with his little camcorder finally broke through the fourth wall, which was a Twin Peaks reference from Ray Wise there. I didn't catch that. So great
you
catch!
You know why I didn't catch it? Because
I've never
seen Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Great catch by Weasel there, and she says that was epic and twice epic. Anyway, it probably was. If I'd have called it, I wished I would have.
I know it'd been so much more fulfilling for me.
I hate it when I don't catch references, but anyway. As you have probably discussed, the creators have cold-heartedly left Reaper to work for a network that actually treats them with respect. Ooh,
can't blame them there.
Ooh, stupid CW. Anyway, commendations to everybody in the fan base for what they're doing to try to fight the good fight, because it's all that we can do, which is what we said. We thank y'all so much for promoting, and even though that disturbing news that I read on Tyler's Facebook page, but anyway, she linked a petition, but she goes on to say that there's a larger petition. There's a larger petition started, which you can find out along with everything else through the DMV. The DMV is your place for Reaper news, and also Reaper site. You can find out check out the DMV because it's awesome.
Very awesome.
What I mean by this is just to disregard the other petition. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. Did you notice how the Asian cowboy dad, Morris, was someone else?
Was. He was not an Asian cowboy.
He was not the same actor.
I know.
As he was in season whenever he came.
He was kooky last season.
Yeah, so.
This season.
That, I agree with Kristen Weasel here. She said it was disturbing. I did catch that.
Okay.
And here is the epic email that I had a counting experience, and when Jared reads it, I will tell you.
Yes, he will tell you why I'm reading it. From Blue Sunflower.
No! Whoa!
Oh.
Yes, and that was in response to the fact that we were not doing a podcast last week. And I will tell y'all, I was in awe of this. And so I counted each and every one of those O's. And when I lost count, I think there were somewhere upwards of like 52 O's in that email. So, yes, there was 52 right there.
Yeah, I only got 51
so
on the first go.
That was a great experience counting all those little bitty O's. I was like with my mouse cursor just counting. Anyway, so our last email comes from Weasel again because I got it mixed up. But anyway, Shame on you for skipping one. Shame on you for skipping a podcast. Yes, I am so sorry.
My fault.
I just saw The Good Soul. I swear, if one more person goes to hell who doesn't deserve it, then I'm killing us all.
Let's hope nobody goes.
You might need to write the... When you write your Save Reaper letters, you might need to mention that nobody else needs to go to hell who doesn't murder anybody.
I mean, Lord, the coveters are going.
I know. So,
so
anyway, but we thank y'all so much for those great emails this week. It was really, like, uplifting to our spirits.
Yes, we appreciate all emails.
Yes.
To hear what makes it worth doing. Otherwise, I probably would have difficulty.
Wow, this is a long podcast.
Holy gosh, we have gone so long, and we are going to wrap so up sorry. Very quickly.
I told you this was a double-dose extravaganza.
So listen to it in halves if you got to.
So
consider it too.
But us. Thank y'all so much for listening. Do not forget to comment, email, whatever. Communicate with us in
and some don't forget way. To send in your quiz results.
Yes, and we will grade them.
Sweet
and
here is the best grade.
Yes. But anyway, thank y'all so much for listening. We look forward to talking to y'all next week. And I am out.
Have a fantastic week.
Thank you. Bye bye.